Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. We are injury attorneys, and this is an injury show. You know, we cover a different injury subject each week. We try to give you the information you need to fight these insurance companies. We've been fighting them for years. These insurance companies are going to fight your injury claim. If you've been injured, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Right there in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. And I'll tell you what, we got offices in Denver. We have offices in Steamboat Springs, and our law firm does cases all over the state of Colorado. Brad Pollock and myself, Gary Bell, we've done jury trials on all four corners of the state and in between. We opened our law firm in 1984. We had a vision and mission then. It's the same vision and mission now, and that is help injured victims put their lives back together again, recover fair, thorough, complete compensation from the insurance companies who are going to try to beat and defeat your injury claim. It's that simple. But you can't do it by guessing, so you have to have information. Therefore, years ago, we started all these shows. Years ago, we have a variety of radio shows that we try to give you the information you need, and also, if you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, right? That's championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. We have all of our information there. All of our shows are there. Our podcasts are there. And importantly, on the homepage, there's a green tele-law button that you can click. If you click the green tele-law button, which we trademark protected, that concept, that name, that whole program, it opens up the platforms that you can use to communicate with Bell and Pollock. You never have to even leave your home. You don't have to come to our offices for a face-to-face meeting if you don't want to. If you do, we've got all the protections in place. But if you don't want to, you can go through all this. You can get a legal game plan. You can get your free initial consultation right from the comfort of your home. You can do it from your kitchen, on your phone, on your iPad, on your tablet, on your computer. Or you can call us. You can email us. You can text us. We'd be glad to talk to you. And you can hire us. You can even hire us and never leave your home. And you're going to have a full team of professionals at Bell and Pollock. Even though some of them are working from home, you'll have the full team on your case, on your injury claim, all for your protection, your future, to put your life back together again. Okay, today's subject that we're talking about are minors, you know, minors. And we're going to try to cover two different ways. You have a minor driving a car or a minor in a car. Sometimes a minor has been the injured victim, so we're going to cover that. And we're also going to cover as much as we can on whether or not when the minor is the at-fault party, when the minor caused the accident. That happens a lot, especially in the summertime. You know, Brad, summertime, there's all these statistics about there's 44% more driving or 50% more driving or over 50% more driving, and a lot of them are younger drivers, teen drivers, and that creates a special situation.
It does create a special situation. You have to be paying special attention to what's going on with the minors when you're dealing with them. First of all, the best protection you can get for your minor, if your minor is driving a car, is appropriate insurance. The best protection you can get against a minor that might hurt you is to have your best UIM insurance. And why? Because sometimes, and a lot of agents do this, a lot of insurance companies suggest it, they take the minor and they give lesser limits of coverage to the minor. They separate out the minor from the house, from the household. And so where you might have a mother and a father carrying a $100,000 policy or a $250,000 policy, you have a minor carrying a $25,000 policy. And so as you're driving, if the minor is the person who runs into you, you may find the minor with very little insurance. You may also find that the minor, for some reason or another, has decided, as they sometimes do, to take a car without permission, or they're otherwise driving a car that where they're an excluded driver, and therefore you're not going to have insurance coverage at that point. So it's important that when you're looking at your insurance, you know, and there's a lot of ads out there nowadays for ways to save insurance, and that's a tendency, and that's a temptation that might be out there for people to get lesser insurance, to cut back on that premium. And I understand money can be tight. Money is tight. It's hard to pay the bills. But you should be thinking of insurances, your car insurance as being the one of the lesser ones More people are getting back on the roads now. We're going to have more and more crashes. We're going to have more and more safety problems. It's still the most dangerous thing you do most of the time in your life and in everyday activities. And the best protection you have is to make sure you have some very good insurance. And you have insurance that's going to protect you regardless of who runs into you.
Right. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989. Or just remember this. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. We've written 6 books. They're free. You can download an e-copy free anytime. If you want a hard copy, just call our law firm at 303-795-5900. It's a lot of information. We have a lot of good books. We have a book on workers' comp. We do workers' comp cases all over the state of Colorado. And we have for years. We do hit-and-run cases. We wrote a book on hit-and-run called Cowards of the Street. So just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there, and they're free for you. Now, we're talking about minors. You know, so, Brad, let's talk about it from the side of the equation of you've got the minor in the car, and so the minor is injured. And so in this situation, the minor did not cause, or was not the at-fault party, didn't cause the accident. So can you recover injuries, damages, and losses for minors? And is it the same, you know, as a recovery for adults? Is there anything different, or is it the same?
Well, it's going to be a different process. First of all, the statute of limitations, the time in which the minor has to bring the case, is going to be extended to the year majority, to when the minor turns 18, and then for 3 years thereafter. I have been on the airways for many, many years now telling you, you don't want to wait. If you have waited, if you're out there and you have waited, come see us or give us a call. As Gary said at the beginning of the show, you can do it all by video or by telephone. There's no need for you to come into our office if you want to observe social distancing. If you come into our office, we'll observe social distancing while you're in our office. But if you've been sitting on a case and the minor's been sitting on a case and the minor got hurt and you need recovery, you need to come talk to us. Now, what you're talking about with minors getting hurt is you're talking a whole different set of rules as it applies procedurally. The guts of the case is still whether or not the person that caused the crash was at fault and whether or not they did cause a crash and they should be paying for the injuries. And the guts of the case are whether the injuries to the minor, which a lot of times can be much longer in nature because they're younger, then they can be more susceptible. And sometimes it's harder to even know what the injuries are, because minors can't readily tell you at times what their injuries are. They don't understand a lot of that. They just have pain at times. And how they act and what they do, you're going to have to be able to decipher it as a parent or as a loved one or somebody close to the minor. Then you start getting the case of the minor and how you're going to pursue the case against the at-fault party. And that's going to take some different boundaries at times to be able to figure out what their injuries are.
Right. So, I mean, you got basically the same damages, injuries, and losses and categories of damages for the minor, but there are nuances, there are differences, and as Brad just mentioned, if you got an injury to a teenager in the car, somebody that's 12 years old, 11 years old, 10 years old, and that has to be handled a little bit differently than if you have a pediatric injury, even to a baby, I mean, they can't explain to you. So what's happening, what's hurting. So there's a special way to approach those cases. Just know that you can recover for the minor if you recover money, but you have to have a game plan. And we always preach game plans. So you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, right? And we wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. If you call us and you talk to us and we give you a free initial consultation, either by video conferencing or by phone or otherwise, then we will give you your legal game plan. You need your game plan. Game plan changes, too. They need to be adjusted, sometimes midstream, sometimes a week into the case, sometimes a month into the case. But you need one. So we wrote a book. We trademark protected that concept and that idea of legal game plan. You need a strategy to beat these insurance companies. So, yes, minors can recover. If you recover money, then you've got to go through the probate proceeding. And you say, wow, that sounds like it's hard, very complicated. It's not. Sometimes you don't have to go through the probate proceeding for the minor, but you must know the rules. You can give us a call anytime, Bell and Pollock. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Bell and Pollack is our law firm. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. We'll be right back.
Your health and well-being have always been our priority. For over 30 years, the law firm of Bell and Pollack have been your champions of the people. When people are injured, when families are hurting, we fight for you. And even though we're living in a new normal right now, our mission at Bell and Pollack has not changed. We're still here for you. Open for business. If you've been injured in an accident, you need the Bell and Pollack legal game plan. For your safety and peace of mind, we can meet with you to discuss your injury case on the phone, in our office, or in your home. The consultation is free. When you've been in an accident, time is crucial to work on your legal game plan. Your health and well-being are our priority. The law firm of Bell and Pollack. Call 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Or go to championsofthepeople.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. You ready to go for this? You ready for this show? We are here every week to give you a different injury subject and discuss a different injury subject with you. Why do we do this? Why do we spend all this time, money, energy, and effort to give you this information? Because, as you know, information is empowering. If you have a strategy or strategies, you can win. This is a war with you and the insurance company if you've been injured. We don't wish an injury on anyone, but there are more cars on the road today, and they're becoming increasingly voluminous on the road today. And so if you have an accident, you must get on it. You must preserve evidence. You can give us a call anytime, 303-795-5900. And I tell you what, you can go from beginning to end at Bell and Pollack and never leave the comfort of your home. If you so choose, you can come in if you want. We met all the guidelines with regard to health requirements and health measures. But if you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, on the homepage, there's a green telelaw button. If you click that button, it opens up the platforms that you can use to communicate, call, video conference, whatever you want with Bell and Pollack. And by the way, even though we still have people working at home, you still have a full team of professionals on your side. You've got paralegals, you've got legal assistants, you have licensed attorneys, and you will speak with a licensed attorney, and you will have your rights explained to you and your strategies and your game plan. That's what you need. 303-795-5900. Today we're talking about minors. What happens when a minor is involved in an automobile accident? Can minors recover for injuries? Yes. We touched on that on the first part of the program. Now, Brad, let's kind of redirect our attention over to the fact that when there's an accident, there was a minor driving and the minor is at fault in the accident. How does that work and how do you handle that?
And by all means, understand that we only touch the tip of the iceberg on the part where the minor gets hurt in the crash. We've got things like guardianship and conservator and how you're supposed to manage the money and how you can make sure you get the right amount of money. There's so much that we only touch the tip of the iceberg on. But let's get to the other side. When the minor is the one driving and the minor has caused the crash, you've got to be able to identify why that minor is driving that car and how the minor got possession of that car and was able to drive that car, and how that minor is being insured for driving that car, because the minor still has a duty to be insured. And that duty is going to fall on the parents or the person who handed the minor the keys to the car. So you've got that beginning step, that beginning process of saying, okay, when the crash has occurred and you realize you're dealing with a minor, you may not be able to get it at the scene of the crash, but you most certainly are going to want somebody to get down to the bottom of how that minor isn't behind that car and who's taking financial responsibility for the minor's acts. And sometimes that can be a very easy process. sometimes it can be a very difficult process.
Well, it can be, and so you need to know the nuances, and some of the basic nuances, you know, for looking at this situation from 30,000 feet, the bigger picture is you have to be able to prove that there's insurance behind the minor, because sometimes families insure the minor's car for a lot less, and so you have to search for insurance. Sometimes there's not insurance. Sometimes they only buy the minimum $25,000 for the minor and try to exclude the minor from other policies. Did you hear that? Try to exclude the minor from other policies in the household. So you have to have attorneys that understand this. I mean, we've done literal shows on finding insurance, shows on how you do it, shows on what kind of policies do you look for and how do you look for them, right? But when the minor has the accident, you've got to be able to find the insurance, because sometimes it's not readily obvious. Sometimes it's hidden. Sometimes you have to discover it. And it takes effort, time, energy, and effort, and expertise. Speaking of expertise, we formed a law firm in 1984. Brad Pollack and I did, Gary Bell. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack, and we have years of experience doing all this. And you can put our years of experience to work for you. You can call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Also in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989, or just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Right there on the homepage, right? We have several really important features. You know, one of which is, what do you need to know before you talk to the adjuster the first time? That's one. But the other one, if you don't want to leave your home because of the virus situation or any other reason, you can deal with us. Just click on our green telelaw button on our homepage of championsofthepeople.com, and it'll open all the platforms that you can use. You can video conference with us, talk with us, email us, fax us, and we can go through this process from beginning to end right from the comfort of your own home. Okay, if you got a minor that's caused an accident, Brad, and you're looking for insurance, and we've covered that, we've touched on that, but sometimes it's not obvious, and sometimes they're excluded from policies, but there's other doctrines, like maybe the family car doctrine. So let's talk about that, how when they try to avoid liability and they say there's no insurance, and well, there might be insurance, and it might come under the family car doctrine.
Sure, that's another one where you need to have an idea why the minor was behind the car and how the minor got to the car and what they're doing, why they're driving and what's going on with respect to the family dynamics. Family doctrine comes out of the common law tradition and concepts relating to the principal-agent relationships. And what they do is they take the family car doctrine provides that an owner of a vehicle who's deemed to be the head of a household. And they're head of the household now. So you're talking about a mother or a father, and you're talking can be held liable for negligent acts or omissions of the driver of the car, where the driver is a family member or a person who had the express or implied consent. So you want to find out what the family dynamics are. Now, are you going to be able to find that when you're standing at the scene of the crash, or when you're laying there and you're getting into the ambulance and they're about to drive you off and take you to the hospital, or when you're getting in your own car because you've decided not to go to the ambulance? Listen to our shows last week where we talked about whether or not you should be reporting your injury and how you should handle it. But are you going to be able to find that out? Probably not. Is the insurance adjuster from the at-fault party who calls up and says, let me take your recorded statement, going to tell you that? Probably not. As a matter of fact, they're going to want information from you. But if you ask that simple question, who is the person, and tell me what if was it a family car, or was who owned the car? They're not going to tell you any of that information. So what's the relationship of the person who owned the car? They're not going to tell you any of that information. Why was the person driving the car? They're not going to tell you any of that information. So you're going to be facing having to find out the family car doctrine from good lawyers, lawyers who know about the family car doctrine, lawyers who are willing to find it for you and who understand the concept.
Right. And Brad made some excellent points, because the insurance company is not going to volunteer this information to you, but it's critical information. And that's why if you go to our homepage of our website, championsofthepeople.com, not only is the green telelaw button there where you can contact us and hire us and get your game plan, but also there's a whole button there that you can hit as to what you need to know before you talk to the insurance adjuster on the very first call after an accident. There's a show, a 30-minute show button you can hit, or there's a quick downloadable printable checklist button that you can hit right on our homepage of championsofthepeople.com. It's important that you need to know your rights before you talk to the adjuster, right? And if there's any confusion or question, just call us. I mean, people call us all the time and say, I was in an accident. I'm going to talk to the adjuster. What should I do? You know, you don't have to be forced to hire Bell and Pollock. We give you information all the time. We've been doing it for years, right? We do a show on Saturday mornings on KHOW 6:30 a.m. That's a community-based show that we answer legal questions on any legal subject, even though we're injury attorneys. Why do we do it? Because you need information. That's why we do these shows. So if you have the information about maybe the adjuster's call or how to deal with a minor at-fault liability situation, right? What if you have a teenager, 17 years old, that's drunk or high on drugs or vaping or texting or all of the above or some of the above or a combination of the above, right? What do? You have to have a special strategy. That's why we preach legal game plan. That's why we invented and created a whole program called Legal Game Plan, and we wrote a book called Legal Game Plan, and you can get it free. All of our books are free on our website, championsofthepeople.com. We've got 6 books written. Okay, Brad, so the family car doctrine. So when they say, well, the minor doesn't have any insurance, not responsible, not liable, so sorry, goodbye. Well, the family car doctrine has to be developed, and the insurance companies, as you said, great point, they're not going to help you develop it, so you've got to develop it. But also, there's some other ways to hold minors liable and responsible, and one of them, let's just briefly talk about negligent entrustment a second.
Sure. That's a question that comes up when you start talking about how well do you know the minor that you handed the keys to. And that doesn't have to be a family member that handed the keys to him. If I hand the keys to a minor to be able to go drive, even if that minor is not a member of my family, have I negligently entrusted that car to that minor? In other words, do I know anything about the minor? Do I know if the minor is a responsible person or not? Do I know if the minor is the type of person who's going to drive the car correctly or not? And that can be with regard to my own child, or it can be with regard to any other minor that I might hand the keys to. And when I give them the opportunity to drive my car, we have to understand that I'm giving them the opportunity that if used wrong, that car becomes a weapon or becomes a tool of destruction. It can hurt people. And when I'm handing somebody the keys to go operate a tool of destruction that can hurt people, now all of a sudden I've taken on some liability because I haven't bothered to find out what kind of person this minor is.
Right. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900. And the mountains, 970-870-8989. We have offices in Denver and Steamboat Springs, and we do cases and injury cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's all there for you. We'll be right back.
If there's one thing we've come to know these days, it's you've got to be prepared. At the law firm of Bell & Pollock, our mission for over 30 years has been to be prepared, to fight for you if you've been injured in an accident. Even today, we're prepared to help you with your injury case. We're available to meet with you in your home, in our office, or over the phone, in whatever setting you feel most safe and comfortable. We're prepared to help you put together a free legal game plan for your injury case. The last thing you need right now is more anxiety, especially if you've been hurt in an accident. And time is critical to put together your legal game plan. We're prepared to bring you peace of mind and fair compensation if you've been injured. Don't hesitate to call us for a free consultation and your free legal game plan. Call 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Or go to championsofthepeople.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. I'll guarantee you, Brad Pollock, Gary Bell, we're here for you every week. We discuss a different injury subject with you every week. We try to educate you. At Bell and Pollock, we educate and advocate. We educate and advocate. Okay, Brad, let's talk about this negligent entrustment doctrine. So now we've got the minor that's at fault. And so maybe somebody negligently entrusted the vehicle to them. The classic case in Colorado is, you know, everybody's at a party, everybody's drinking, they're inebriated, they're drunk, and somebody says, hey, can I borrow your car? Can I use your car? And you say, sure, here's the keys. That's a negligent entrustment. You're giving it to a drunk driver. But it can happen with a teenager as well, because even if they're not drinking or that sort of situation, because if you know or have reason to know facts that would indicate this is a dangerous driver, maybe they've had multiple tickets, maybe they've had their license suspended, maybe they've had it taken away. So then if you give them the keys, it's almost the situation, the same situation.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, and when we put into a parent context, a parent is under a duty to exercise reasonable care to control his minor child and to prevent the minor child from intentionally harming others or from conducting the minor or from the minor child conducting himself as to create an unreasonable risk of bodily harm to others. Now, that's some nice legal lingo that basically tells you that even as a parent, you have a duty to protect others from your child. And if you know your child has certain tendencies that could make your child dangerous on the roads, you have a duty to stop that from happening. Don't put your child on the road.
And as Brad said earlier, we just touched the tip of the iceberg on the subject today. You can call us anytime. Put our experience to work for you, 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989. 870-8989. And you can get on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can click on the green telelaw button, which we trademark protected, and it opens up all the platforms to contact Bell and Pollock. You can even hire us from the comfort of your own home. You never have to leave home, and you'll know what you're doing, and you'll have your legal game plan. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll see you next week.
There is lots of fear and anxiety right now concerning the COVID-19 pandemic. And the last thing you need right now is more anxiety, especially if you've been hurt in an accident. The law firm of Bell and Pollock is prepared to help you even now with your injury case. We're available on the phone, through email, and even in person to meet with you and discuss your legal game plan. Our offices have multiple conference rooms, thoroughly cleaned and disinfected after every meeting. We can meet with you in person while maintaining social distancing for your peace of mind. When you've been in an accident, time is crucial to work on your legal game plan with Bell and Pollock, your champions of the people. You don't need any more stress or anxiety. If you've been injured, don't wait on your injury claim. Reach out to Bell and Pollock today for your legal game plan. Call 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Or go to championsofthepeople.com.